بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed tonight? Tonight we have a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Mecca. All the Muslims left for Medina Munawwara. Only Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Ali radiallahu anhu were left with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet again and again, "Let me go to Medina." He asked him again and again, "Let me go to Medina." But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not let him go. He said to Abu Bakr, "Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Maybe you will not have to go alone. Maybe Allah will give you a companion for your travel. Maybe Allah will give you a companion for your travel." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu thought, "Maybe Allah wants me to stay with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Maybe he wants me to travel when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam travels. Let me make preparations for two people." So he went and bought two camels. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu looked after the camels and gave them fodder, food every day. The camels were ready to travel even at a moment's notice. The Quraysh were very angry when the Muslims escaped to Medina. They thought, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also going to escape. He talks all the time about Allah. He is against our customs. If other tribes support him, then we will become nothing. We must do something." And they decided to attack his house at night. The angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "Don't sleep at night in your bed." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, "Lie down on my bed. Wrap yourself in my cloak." At night, the Quraysh surrounded the house. Nobody could leave the house. But Allah helped his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of the house at night and in the darkness of the night, he went straight to the house of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They both mounted the camels and left the city. But they did not go straight to Medina. Instead, they went to a nearby mountain. There was a cave there and they hid in it. In the morning, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu got up from the Prophet's bed. The Quraysh saw that they had been deceived. They shouted, "Muhammad has escaped! Muhammad has escaped! Let's chase him and catch him!" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stayed in the cave. The men who were looking for them passed by but did not notice them. 3 days later they left for Medina and with Allah's help reached there safely. Subhanallah, what a wonderful story. So, boys and girls, This wonderful story we just read, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companion Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They went together and travelled together. Inshallah, the story continues on Friday. So, tune in again on Friday, inshallah. So now, before we finish tonight, we need to do two things every night. What's the two things we must do every night? Do you remember? We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray it loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. And remember to pray the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with your mommy and daddy and give them a nice big hug. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again next Friday, inshallah. Until then, assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.